Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And very excited about having Bob Prosen back on the show. Bob is the president and CEO of the Prosen Center for Business Advancement. It's an organization that's dedicated to the proposition of helping you succeed in small business, in your small business. He's the author of an award-winning book, Kiss Theory Goodbye. And that got has got a number of awards. And he's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, Bob Prosen. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, good morning. It's great to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. Bob, you're working on a project that's a multifaceted project to help companies go from alpha to omega, from beginning to end, covering all the bases of operating a business and do a better job. You call it the Small Business Accelerator, right?
I do.
And we're going to talk about, folks, Bob has a free program he's going to offer you, right? Bob, you're going to give him access to some free ideas on the website.
And even though in today's world we don't think anything's free, right. I actually have some very free training for your listeners.
Right. And of course, full disclosure, he sells stuff too. He helps us folks with us because obviously we're all in business, right? But what he's going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about some of these things. And Bob, you're going to introduce us to some of these programs that you've been working on in your accelerator program. And the first thing is establishing some goals for the new year. But before we talk about that, tell the audience how they can find out more about it.
Jim, the best way for listeners to find out more about how to make profit in their business, because that's the focus of the Small Business Accelerator Program, is to go to www.smallbusaccelerator.com.
Smallbusaccelerator.com. And all right. Now, and by the way, folks, Accelerator, as I've forgotten, Accelerator just has one L in it. Bob, let's talk about goal setting. What's the first step?
Jim, as you know, I work with hundreds and hundreds of small business leaders around the country, and the Chamber of Commerce is a great friend of mine. You've been a great friend of mine, and my focus for the last 10 years has been working solely with small businesses to help them do what I think is the biggest challenge they have, and that's execution, taking those ideas, thoughts, and plans and turning them into profit consistently, regardless of what's going on in the marketplace. And I've loved my work with private clients, and now what I'm doing is I'm opening this up to small businesses around the world, particularly in the U.S. And I start the program off with how to set the right objectives in your business and then take it all the way through the execution phase so that you actually get the profit and the people and the financial objectives that you're after.
When you talk about an objective, define that for our folks. When you say objective, what do you mean by that?
An objective is, and I hope everybody listens and writes this down, it has to be SMART, S-M-A-R-T. It has to be simple, measurable, it has to be achievable, relative, and time-bound. So you have to have an objective. Let me give you an example of one objective. An objective would be grow my incremental cash flow by 15% over 2010. This is what an objective would not be. Increase customer satisfaction. That's not an objective. We don't know
it's not measurable.
How much and what time.
Yeah.
It's not measurable.
So an objective needs to be specific.
It has to be very specific. And
yep.
Companies that do that have a benchmark and they can track it. And as part of the program, I show people actually how to track it within their organization. Mm-hmm. And when things don't go as planned, how to get them back on track.
And folks, when you go from the from having objectives like Bob said not to do, to doing it the way he said to do, with the specifics, with the measurability, et cetera, that's when you go from being an owner to an executive. from just being anybody can own folks. Anybody can be a small business owner, especially in America. If you can fog a mirror, you can become a small business owner. But that doesn't mean that you have the ability to run it successfully as an executive, as a CEO. And when you do what Bob's talking about, that's when you go from being just an owner, which anybody can do, to being an executive, which takes a lot of thought, a lot of education, like we're talking about here with Bob.
Yeah, Jim, how true that is. I left corporate America 10 years ago working for companies that all of your listeners would know, and I had the chance to run a lot of very big and Fortune 500 companies. 10 years ago, I decided to start my own small business.
Yep.
So not only am I teaching small businesses, I had to actually do it myself. So I understand exactly.
Yeah, you had to drink your own Kool-Aid, didn't you? Hold on to that thought, Bob. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to get into some of those objectives that Bob recommends for you and me to think about this year, 2011. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Bob Prosen.
Cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.